keep wearing the masks, take them off. There's been some confusion on what to do since the CDC's announcement saying vaccinated people can feel free to ditch the masks. Now, Governor Cuomo says New York will adopt the new federal guidelines starting Wednesday. Cuomo says those who have received all of their required vaccine doses 2 or more weeks ago will no longer have to wear masks outside or inside stores, gyms, and offices.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe. No masks, no social distancing.
And masks will still be required on public transportation, including subways and airplanes, as well as in nursing homes, hospitals and doctor's offices, and schools. 52% of New Yorkers are fully vaccinated, but the rate of vaccinations is slowing down a bit. Health experts say 70% is needed to achieve herd immunity from the virus.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, exposing health inequities in Connecticut, some controversy in Long Beach over the Pride flag, and a plan to better protect the Long Island Sound.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Advocates in Connecticut want the state to standardize the collection of data on race, ethnicity, and language. They say the information is needed to understand the extent of racial and health inequities. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
State Senator Mary Daugherty Abrams is co-chair of the legislature's Public Health Committee. She says a bill sponsored by Senate Democrats would mandate that the data be collected.
If we are declaring racism as a public health crisis, which we should, then data is crucial to our ability to pass legislation that will make policies and close that gap in equity.
The bill would create a legislative commission on racial equity and public health. The commission would be tasked with making recommendations for laws to collect the data. It would also recommend a strategic plan to eliminate health disparities in state policies involving housing, the criminal justice system, access to food, environmental hazards, and other issues. Proponents say they're confident they can pass the bill this year. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
On Long Island, LGBTQ advocates called for the resignation of the city council president and police commissioner in Long Beach during a protest over the weekend. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports the city has pressured advocates to apologize and has threatened to sue.
David Kilnick heads the nonprofit LGBT Network of Long Island. He says city officials politicized a rainbow pride flag that was flown outside a local restaurant on the city boardwalk and told its owner to take it down.
A rainbow flag is not going to be in the back of the bus. It's not going to be behind everything else. We're not putting it in the closet. It's going to be where it should be.
Authorities say the flag was being flown on public property in violation of the city code. They say it has nothing to do with what the flag stands for. The city says it will also consider legal action against Kilnick for alleged defamation after he called city officials homophobic and discriminatory. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Coming up, a new law in Connecticut to help minimize environmental damage in the Long Island Sound, but first some headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 12 are able to get the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224.
New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Yale University will require faculty and staff to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 by August 1st. Yale President Peter Salove told the university community in a letter this week that a high rate of vaccination is critical for a safe return to campus with in-person instruction. Salove says Yale is already in talks with unions about how they will implement this policy. All students are also required to get the vaccine before returning to school. Yale students and staff will be able to submit proof of vaccination starting in June. Salove says Yale will allow people to apply for a medical or religious vaccination exemption, but they'll undergo regular COVID testing in order to be on campus. A new report shows excessive overtime spending at the Southampton Village Police Department on Long Island. The village commissioned the 66-page report to improve quality policing. It found that the department spent $459,000 on overtime last year. That's 7.4% of its budget. It also found that the department has few controls to limit overtime and manage the employment schedule. The report recommends the village curb overtime to 5% of its budget instead. Southampton Village Mayor Jesse Warren says the department needs to be improved by curtailing all the waste, nepotism, and mismanagement.
An ambitious inventory of Long Island Sound's uses and resources is now state law in Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with one of the champions of the so-called Blue Plan.
Bill Lucy has a unique title. He's the Long Island Sound Keeper. He's a watchdog and advocate for the body of water that's an economic and environmental backbone for Connecticut and Long Island.
So the Sound is a big shipping area. When I'm out on my boat, I see lots of traffic taking goods to and fro, sailboat racing, commercial fishing, recreational fishing, shellfish aquaculture. The new one that people are getting into is seaweed aquaculture. All of those occupy different spaces within the Sound.
The Blue Plan is a 3D map that shows how humans, animals, and plants use the Sound in all those different ways. It's meant to keep everyone from running into each other.
So if you're a planner or a developer or a conservationist, or if you wanted to plan a route, say a cable route for the wind farms that are coming in, you can use this information to create the route that's going to cause the least amount of conflicts and the least amount of environmental damage.
State environmental officials have been working on the plan for years. You can find it on the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection's website. Now that it's state law, planners and developers will need to check the plan before they start work.
Yeah, we're there. People should start using it, and it should streamline permitting processes and lead to less legal challenges.
And Lucy says it'll make his job easier, too. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.